You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The clock is ticking for the Democratic candidates in the 24th Congressional District race as they attempt to reach additional supporters for Tuesday's primary. They're running against two-term Republican John Katko. Juanita Perez-Williams says the concerns of the people she's met are very similar to her own.
Voters are very concerned about this Republican Congress, the fact that Donald Trump is not in a position to be a leader, that he's behaving in ways that are very erratic. And they know that John Katko has not been there for this district, that he has fallen in line with this Republican Congress as they dismantle health care, as they try and privatize public education, as they fail to do anything about gun safety. John Katko has not been a voice for us. I hear this at every door I knock on.
Both Perez-Williams and Dana Balter say Katko seems aligned with his political party when he votes, and they feel he didn't stand up for important issues like health care. Balter says Katko's vote on the tax package ultimately gutted the Affordable Care Act.
We are now seeing premiums skyrocket across the country. Here in New York State, double-digit premium increases. Our largest insurer in Central New York is predicting increases of over 36%. And on top of that, because of his vote, people with pre-existing conditions are now under threat. And in our district alone, that's 296,000 adults under the age of 65. Whose health care is now being threatened because of pre-existing conditions, which isn't just things like cancer. We're talking about things like asthma and allergies and being pregnant.
Both candidates say they want to be a strong voice in Washington on a number of issues.
Whether I'm talking about my own children and their future, whether I'm talking about my mother and the crises that she's facing with Social Security and what have you, I get the story that many of our families are going through.
And make sure that they have jobs with which they can pay the bills. Make sure that they can see a doctor when they need to. Make sure that the air that they breathe and the food that they eat are clean.
Only registered Democrats may vote in the primary tomorrow in the 24th Congressional District from noon to 9 p.m. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.